Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Diverse Culture. Thank you for tuning in with your host, Oluwatumise Sarah Fashibe, aka your fine Yoruba babe. For people who have been listening, welcome back. For our new listeners, welcome. This is Diverse Cultures, where we learn together about different cultures in different countries and different continents around the globe. Or should I say, Apa Akpa, which means how are you, what's up in Malay, the official language of Brunei. Yes, the country we'll be focusing on today's episode is Brunei, still in the continent of Asia. In this episode, we will talk about Brunei's language, meaning behind their flag, a little bit of their history, traditional food, clothing, celebration, festivals, and fun facts about Brunei, its location, and its ethnic groups found in their country, or other things that are involved. In each topic, there will be like an interactive question, so get ready to answer those questions in the comments below. Also, don't forget to tune in to the YouTube channel at diverseculture_DC. Diverse is capital, the D's capital, cultures is the C's capital, underscore DC is capital. Also, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and follow social media at _diverseculture_. Thank you. So let's dive in. All right, going into our first, it is the facts about Brunei. Brunei's official name is Brunei Darussalam. Darussalam means abode of peace. It is an Arabic word. Brunei is an independent Islamic sultanate on the northern coast of the island of Borneo in Southeast Asia. Brunei achieved its independence in 1984, and it is a member of the Commonwealth and Association of the Southeast Asian Nation. Its capital is Bandar Seri Begawan. Bandar Seri Begawan. Hope I said that right. Brunei's official language is Malay, as they also speak English as a secondary language, and they learn Mandarin in school. Ways to greet in Malay is hello, which is hello, hi. How are you, which is apa akbar. Good morning, selamat pagi. Good afternoon, selamat tanggeri. Good evening, selamat petang. Good night, selamat malam. Goodbye, selamat tinggal, or bye bye. Our ethnic groups in Brunei, they have 66% of Malay, 10% of Chinese, and others who are primarily from Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and South Asia. The flag of Brunei has yellow background with two diagonal stripes, one black and one white, and a central red and yellow coat of arms. These are its meaning. A new constitution was adopted in September 1959, and simultaneously a modification was introduced in the flag. It's Christians for Islam, the state's religion, while the parasol at the top is a symbol of royalty in Brunei. The inscription at the bottom of the Christians is in Arabic, which translates, "Always render service by the guidance of God." And on January 1st, 1984, it became an independent country. Okay, guys, and now we're gonna go to one of my favorite topics in this whole podcast is traditional food. Yes, Brunei's traditional food, which I got this from the this information is from Calgary, Mispa. I hope I said that right. Malaysian, Singaporean, Burundian Community Association websites, which they showed us 10 Brunei traditional and street food. So let's get right into it, shall we? I might butcher most of this name because, yeah, so bear with me. All right, so first on our list is hambuyat, which is a national dish which is prepared with using the interior of sango palm trees for better taste. A dip is served with it, which is called kakao, and has a very sour and spicy taste. Next, we have kelupis. This is a national snack, which is prepared when the rice is cooked in different ingredients like coconut milk and pandan leaves. Then it is wrapped in daun duriki leaves which is for their steam. Next, we have nasi katok. Nasi refers to rice. Katok translates to knock. There are different ways to prepare this dish, but all this has is a few ingredients in it, like fried chicken, peas, rice, and the mouth-watering dip called sambal. Then we have pulut panggang. I hope I said that right, guys. This is a famous snack that is wrapped and grilled. It is mostly eaten for breakfast. The local love it. All this sounds really, really good. So now we have bamboo chicken. This is a unique cuisine. It is made by stuffing chicken into bamboo poles, seasoned well with ingredients like spices and onions, then wedged shut using bamboo leaves. Okay, that could be one of my favorites tonight. Okay, let's keep going. All right, we have salut root. Local call this dish with different names, but this is like a dessert. It is very soft in texture. It is made with steamed rice as a key ingredient. The sango and the rice combination drench in salted water and coconut milk that makes salurot a yummy, yummy treat. All right, number seven is K-U-I-H. Comment down below how I can pronounce that for those of you who are from Brunei. Okay, this is another famous rice cake, which can be found in China, Singapore, and Malaysia. But Brunei's kuah has a very unique taste. This is normally prepared for festivals like Chinese New Year and Hari Raya, which we'll probably talk about that in the festival section. Okay. And number eight is tapai. This is a fancy Bruneian wrap. This has a sweet and sour flavor that consists of rolls made with blended of sugar, larut, and siam rice. Then the mixture is wrapped using napai leaves. Guys, hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, but if I'm not, please comment down below how I can pronounce this correctly. So, you know, maybe if I do a further episode on Brunei, I could probably be better in my pronunciation. Okay? Alright, moving on, we have nasi lemak, which contains rice cooked in coconut milk. This is served with fried chicken, akko leaves, I think that's what it says, and sambal. This is wrapped with pandan leaves before serving. For better taste, local add cucumbers and toasted peanuts as side dish. You guys, it seems so similar to this episode we did on either Cambodia or, yeah, it has to be Cambodia, that they have similar dishes where they also use coconut milk and chicken. So that's very interesting. Okay, and our last on the list is hati buya. This is a popular street food. It is prepared with beef lungs, which are marinated and stir fried. Okay, it has very spicy and unique taste. All right, guys, that's all for traditional food. So our question is, which of this food sounds like something you would want to try if you ever go to like a Brunei themed restaurant, or if you even go to Brunei itself, to one of its capitals, sorry, to one of its cities, right? Cities, states, I think I said that right. Which food would you want to try from this list? I would give mine. So my first one will be the bamboo chicken, of course. And then hati buya, and then that's the second one. And then which one's the other one? There's so many to choose from. Like I would definitely want to try the dessert. Salurut, I think that's it. So bamboo chicken, hati buya, the dessert, and I can't remember what the other one was. It was the one where like you wrap it. I feel like most of them were wrapped. But yeah, so comment down which one would you love to try, and other traditional dish that you hear that from Brunei that you would love to try, you know? Okay. All right, guys, now we're going to traditional clothing. Also one of my favorite topics to talk about in the countries, because I love seeing different kind of clothing that represents cultures and their country and its meaning, because traditional clothing has meaning to how, what their country represent and stuff like that. So I love talking about it. I just love talking about cultures in general, if you haven't noticed. All right, so Brunei's traditional clothing, this information, which I will put everything in the description below. This is got from the Culture of Brunei website. So let's dive right into it, okay? So, in Brunei's traditional clothes, it includes the Banju Kurung, a long tunic over long skirt for women, and Banju Kara Malayuka tunic, a long pant for men. This is traditional worn with plaid or floral pattern sarong, called a sinjang, which extend from the waist to the knees. Most of their traditional clothing are influenced by the Islamic code of dress, typically accompanied by headscarf for women, and men wear a simple black hat called a songkok. And now we're gonna go to celebration and festivals and our fun facts, which is almost closer to the ending of this episode. All right, so our festival in Brunei is Nazul Al Quran. This is celebrated on the seventh day of the Ramadan every year. And this is the translation of this is Revelation of the Quran. The Independence Day on February 23rd, so they gained their independence on January 1st, 1984. But it says that they celebrate their independence on February 3rd. So, another celebration to do is Majesty the Sultan's birthday, followed by 2 weeks of outdoor food surrounding the street of the capital that comes with performance of traditional dances and local music. Very cute. And then next is Hari Raya Adili Fitri. This is an Islamic holiday. Dates varies each year. It is the most wholesome holiday of the year. Most shops and restaurants are closed for the first 3 days of the month. And then one of the few occasions is Majesty Grand Palace Isatana Nurul Iman is open to the public, allowing people to greet. Cool. And our last one on the list is Harvest Festival, celebrated by various ethnic groups in Brunei. Nice. So another question is, which festival would you want to participate in or want to learn more about? And if you know any other festival that I forgot to put on here, please comment down. And our last on our episode is fun facts. Fun facts about Brunei. We have 3 fun facts about Brunei here. It says Brunei is one of the world's smallest country with a total land area of just 5,765 square kilometers. Brunei is the third largest oil producer in Southeast Asia, and Brunei is ruled by a sultan. Fun fact! Okay, we love it. All right, guys, this is it for Brunei's episode of Diverse Culture. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on YouTube at diversecultures_DC, and you can catch us in Spotify podcast or any other listening podcast at Diverse Culture. Follow Diverse Culture at _diverseculture_ at Instagram. You know, get involved. Just get involved. Let's learn more together and interact and make this a better podcast. All right, see you next week. Bye.